And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box high above Martin Stadium. And it is Wintersville 2013. Just inside a minute now, they'll kick off. And for all your play-by-play action, the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
And thank you, Bill Osborne. It is the 2013 Wintersville Classic here at Martin Stadium. Packed out. Everybody remembers 2 years ago. Valdosta scores two touchdowns, minute and 46 seconds left to win. We kick a field goal with no time on the clock last year to win. It doesn't get any better than that. We are down to 30 seconds to go before kickoff. And we'll turn it right back over to Bill for just a second.
Yeah, I want to remind everybody, we're going to bring you stats throughout the game. We'll keep you up to date with how many yards, how many penalties, everything going on, thanks to Page Heating and Air, commercial and residential heating and air conditioning, a licensed contractor. Page Heating and Air, your live in-game stats.
Thank you, Bill Osborne. We are getting set. About off to the kickoff. They'll set the ball down on the near hash mark. They'll be kicking off from right to left. Our Vikings, Alex Brown, Brandon Roberts, and on the far side, number 34, Anthony Robinson. And the kickoff will be Brennan Goodson for the Cats. Ball's down on the near hash mark. They'll be kicking toward that north end zone. Waiting on the referee's whistle. There it is. High end over end kick. The 2013 Wintersville Classic is underway. And we'll take it at, nope, they call it a touchback. Had 1 foot in the end zone when he took possession, so we'll take over first and 10 from our 20-yard line, Bill.
Alex Brown was going to make an attempt to make that return, and he was eyeing it up right there at the goal line, but you're right, that 1 foot drops back into the end zone. It's a touchback. Vikings will have it first down and 10 from the 20-yard line. This game just underway.
And here they come out on the field, Jerome Daniels, Brandon Roberts, number 31, Alvin Berry at the fullback. Austin Dixon, the sophomore quarterback, a slide under center as he brings a tight end to the press box side of the field. Cats in a 5-2, corner up tight, and we give it to Brandon Roberts around the right side. He's about the 20, 25 to 30. He has the first down, Bill, as they run him out of bounds about the 35-yard line. A 17-yard run for Brandon Roberts out to the 37-yard line.
Yeah, Brandon Roberts, what a great block, too, by Jerome Daniels. As the defense for the Cats had gotten back there, Jerome Daniels makes a great tackle and then gets back there, makes a 19-yard run and a first down for the Vikings.
Out to the 39-yard line, ball on the far hash mark. Vikings left to right here at Martin Stadium. Dixon looks over, gets the signal, calls it out at the line, lines a tight end up. Now we go to double tight ends. Five-man front. Again to Roberts. Roberts looking for a hole, cuts inside. He'll get three, maybe four hard-earned yards, Bill, as he gets up about the 42-yard line.
Yeah, another good hard run by Brandon Roberts. And again, another lead block by Jerome Daniels. And we'll see where they mark the ball here. We'll get you about a four-yard gain, Wes.
Berry and Brandon Roberts come out. Nathan Brantley, linebacker slash fullback, and the sophomore running back, Anthony Robinson, come in. It's second and six. The ball out at the 42-yard line. 10:56 to go, first quarter. No score, our first possession. Cats in a five-man front. Corners up tight. Oh, the ball's on the ground. The ball is on the ground. We fumble the handoff in the backfield, and they're saying it is Viking football.
Yeah, Austin Dixon did a great job to get back there, fall on the ball, but it is a loss of maybe five, maybe even 6 yards. We'll get that mark for you here in just a moment. Looks like it's going to be third and 11.
Ball goes back to the 38-yard line. We've got to get out to the 49. Third and 11. We're trying to get men off the field. Cats in a four-man front showing blitz now from the linebacker position. And we roll right. There they come. Throws downfield. Oh, off the fingertips. Just off the fingertips of Malik Roberts. It would have been enough for a first down, and our Vikings will have to punt on our first possession.
Yeah, Austin Dixon was under great pressure from the Cats, He didn't get enough on the ball when he let it go. Otherwise, he had Malik Roberts. And I think Malik could have made that catch with just another little step on, a little more oomph on that pass.
Alex Kaysen for the Cats goes back deep, standing about the 30. John Belcher, our punter, standing on, about the 24-yard line. Ball hits the ground, picks it up, gets the kick. Nice kick. Drives Kaysen back. He's going to watch it hit at the 30. Take a cat bounce back across the 30 and go out of bounds. Nope, they'll say they'll mark it at the 30-yard line. 9:55 to go here in the first period, and no score. Cats will take over first and 10 from their 30-yard line. They're bringing Schumann out as quarterback in the shotgun. That's number 17. They put a cat in motion. They give it a cat on the end around, looking for a hole, trying to find a place, comes back. We try to stretch it out, looking for a block, and they get back to the 35, the 36. Great play by number 13, Nelson Herring. As Herring was being, we almost had him stop for a loss, and Herring brought it back to the near side of the field. And that'll give him an 8-yard carry. It'll be second and 8 from the 38-yard line. 9:22 to go, first quarter. No score. Cats first possession. We punted on ours. They send Alex Kaysen to the far side. Schumann goes under center. We're in our five-man front. Bobbles it. Runs it to the back. We hit him in the backfield. And Nelson Herring will go down. It was a mishandled snap between the center and Seth Schumann. And he tried to turn and give it to Kaysen, but we were already in the backfield. I mean, tried to give it to Herring, but we were in the backfield by the time he handed the ball off. So they will lose back to the, Bill, about the 34-yard line. So it's going to be third and 6. 8:40 to go here in the first quarter. It was a 4-yard loss. 8:30 to go first quarter. No score. Two receivers far side, two receivers near side. Schumann for the catch under center. We're in a four-man front now. Now backed out in the shotgun. Takes the snap, drops back. Look, there comes the rush, little screen play. Out to number one. We hit him in the backfield, and he goes down. That was Malcolm Joseph who made the catch, and he was tackled by Zach Copeland.
Zach Copeland just hawked him down back there. Looked like he was going to get away and maybe pick up some positive yards, but a great tackle by number 61, Zach Copeland.
Mac Loudermilk will punt for the Cats. We have two receivers back deep. That's Anthony Robinson and Alex Brown. Loudermilk can drill that football. 7:42 to go first quarter. He gets it away. High kick. We signal fair catch. That's Alex Brown, and we'll take over at our own 29-yard line. 7:34 to go, first quarter. No score. This will be the Vikings' second possession of the ball game.
Yeah, Loudermilk is being recruited and is already verbally committed to the University of Central Florida as a punter. I mean, so he has got a booming leg. And that was a 38-yard punt. No return, as it was fielded by number 21. That's Alex Brown, and he just stepped out of bounds.
Jerome Daniels in the backfield along with Anthony Robinson far side, Alvin Berry at the fullback position. Cats in a five-man front. We've got a slot receiver. We bring Robinson in motion around the right side. He trips and falls as he gets across the line of scrimmage, and he'll fall forward, they say, for maybe 2 yards or yard and a half. So it'll be second and 9. They'll mark it down just across the 30 with 7:20 to go here first quarter and no score.
Yeah, Robinson had a little seam there as he cut through it, but he tripped over one of his linemen going through. He may have got a few more yards.
Malik Roberts goes to the far side along with Mark Caron. Dixon under center. Puts Robinson in motion. Pitches out to the sophomore. Looking for a hole by one man. Oh, trip! He had daylight. He had real estate. And tripped as he went right past, the 30. 6:50 to go here, first quarter, no score.
Anthony Robinson reminds me a little bit of a very young Kari Franklin. Kari Franklin was so fast he couldn't get his feet up. And, of course, as it got more mature, you know, we know what Kari Franklin did, but he would stumble that way.
It is third and six. The ball out at the 33-yard line. We've got to get to the 39. Vikings left to right. Cats now in a four-man front. Showing blitz off the corner. Here they come. Nope. Kaysen Dixon keeps the ball. Throws to Jerome Daniels for the first down. And they'll pull him down out at the 45. Great play. Drug the fullback across the middle behind the linebackers underneath the safety bill. Dixon rolls out. Looks downfield. Great play. Makes a great catch. We've got it the first down.
The first down for our Vikings.
And moves the ball to the press box side of the field. Inside 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. We got double tight ends. Brandon Roberts in motion, and we give it to the fullback right up the middle. Bill, it looked like Ahmad Snead. I'm not sure. It
that
is. Number 13, Ahmad Snead. Carries it right up the middle, and that will be, is it going to be short?
Yeah, it's short. It's about an 8-yard carry, almost none.
Down into Cat territory at the 47-yard line. Again, Dixon telling the offensive lineman, no sons of thunder what the play is. Four-man front for the Cats, two linebackers, corners up close on the ends. We've got Anthony Robinson in motion. And again, Dixon keeps looks downfield, makes the catch underneath. That is number 10, Nathan Brantley, the fullback slash linebacker, makes the catch and goes out of bounds at the 32. Let's go to Marty Rogers down on the sideline.
There's nothing but excitement down here. I tell you, there's players on the sidelines. Everybody is going crazy. It is an electric atmosphere. I talked about it before the game, but these kids, they're feeling it right now. They feel like we have a chance, and they're loving this drive.
Thank you, Marty, for that sideline for the Equipment Parts Supply sideline update. Now,
first down.
Yep, first down, all down at the 33-yard line. 5 minutes to go here, first quarter. Ball on the near hash mark on the press box side. Double tight ends. Dixon, again, to Brantley right up the middle. He gets hit by one man, number six. That is Todd Bradley, had his hands on him. But Nathan Brantley just busts in there and keeps those legs churning. And Bill, looks like he picks up about 4 yards. Should be second and six as we get to the Cat 29-yard line. Again, Vikings going from left to right. We're running that double tight end, that Eagle offense that we love to see. Alex Brown at one wing back. Anthony Robinson, the sophomore, at the other. Alvin Berry, the fullback, back in now. Cats back to a five-man front. And on the counter, we give it to Brandon Roberts. And Brandon gets by one man, too, to get to the 29. And they only pick up a couple of yards. It should be third and about four, Bill.
Yeah, the Cat defense that time got a little penetration. And Alex Brown had to really string that out a little further out here to this side. And when he got around the corner, he just didn't have enough time to get that first down.
Make it about third and three as the ball is down to the Cat 26-yard line. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. No score. Our second possession. Cats back in a five-man front. Two linebackers, and they are up tight. Both corners are almost there, even with the linebackers. Austin Dixon, under center, puts Robinson in motion. Gives it to Robinson around the left side. Nothing there. Cuts back inside. Trying to find a hole. He has the first down, Bill, as he gets down to the 20-yard line.
Great job that time by number 34, Anthony Robinson. Just as you said, as he was cutting outside, he saw the hole open up in the middle, cut inside, and makes a great first down run for our Vikings. First and 10 now from the Cat 20-yard line.
And Trey Jackson, the young man headed to Georgia Tech. Or is that Ahmad Snead? That's Snead at fullback. We call the signal at the line of scrimmage. Dixon puts Roberts in motion. Keeps it, rolls right, looks, throws out to Ahmad Snead, makes the catch inside the 15. They'll mark him down to the 13-yard line, Bill. It will be second and three from the 13. Our Vikings doing just what they need to do to move this ball down the field. The passing game that we've been looking for all year is here.
It's just a short passing game. They did call incomplete, said he dropped it or maybe didn't complete the pass all the way through.
They'd already moved the box and everything. Second and 10. Okay. 2:56 to go, first quarter, no score. second and 10. At the 20, we've got to get to the 10 for a first down. Again, the Wildcats in a five-man front. Again, we put Roberts in motion. And we give it to Nathan Brantley right up the middle. There goes flash linebacker, fullback, as he gets across the 15, the 10, all the way down. Bill, it's going to be first and goal from somewhere around the 6 or 7 yard line.
Yeah, great run that time. We've been able to expose the middle of this Cat defense. It's been kind of soft, and the Vikings have been able to get out there, that offensive line, the center and the two guards, really getting out there and opening up that hole. And 13-yard run.
Quickly, the Cat change linemen. They bring in a couple more defensive linemen. They go to a six-man front now. Dixon with Roberts in motion. Pitch out around the left side, trying to get to the corner. Cuts inside, gets hit, spins across. It gets maybe to the five. Looking to see where they're going to mark him down. It's on the far side of the field. 2:20 to go, first quarter, no score. They got him down to, they say, the seven, so it'll be second and no six, second and goal from the six.
Now again, a great block by Jerome Daniels as Brandon Roberts needed to be a little more patient, get in there behind Brandon and, Jerome, and Jerome's making great blocks out there on the corner.
Ball on the far hash mark, Vikings left to right. Cat six-man front, and we call timeout with that. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Loud Time Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium and the Commercial Banking Company press box. High above the field. Looking down, it will be the ball's on the far hash mark. Vikings going from left to right. A minute 54 to go first quarter. No score. Our second possession. We'll have Arvin Berry, Jerome Daniels, Brandon Roberts in the backfield. Ball on the far hash mark as we head toward that south end zone. Right in front of our band. Dixon slides under center. Two tight ends, a tight end on either side of the field. Barks out signals, takes a snap, and there's a whistle. And what do we got? Illegal procedure.
Vikings, you know, really, first and goal at the six. First down, not a great play. We got second and goal from the six. And now we make a mistake, and we push ourselves further back. Now it's second and goal from the 11.
Yep. Now, one thing it does, Bill, is open up a little bit of real estate for that short passing game we've seen so far. Because Malik Roberts and Karen have come in. Mark Karen have come in.
Yeah, and our two tight ends, number 81, Gabe Neighbors, and number 46, Christian Parker, have come out.
Dixon, under center with a man in motion. Pitch out to Brandon Roberts around the right side, trying to find a hole. Gets to the corner, they'll pull him down at the 10, Bill. It'll be third and goal from the 10-yard line. A minute 45 to go, first quarter. No score. Here at Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Wild Bill Osborne, TBT, Taylor Biddletime, Marty Rogers on the sidelines. Ball now on the near hash mark. We've got a tight end to the visitor side of the field. Nope. Now, two tackles, two guards, five offensive linemen, four down linemen for the Cats. Four-man front for the Cats. They've got a nickel package in, two linebackers. They've got a corner that's moved up like he may blitz from the side. Nope, he's looking for somebody. We look. Oh, gets tripped and goes down. Gets tripped up by number 98. I don't have him on my roster.
That's 99.
99? Don't have him on my roster.
Yeah, you do.
Darius Sapp. Okay, they've changed his number. And now Nick Hart is on to attempt a 31-yard field goal. John Belcher to hold, Thomas Culpepper to snap. Ball will be set down on the near hash mark. Perfect snap, ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. And the Vikings take a 3-0 lead with 30 seconds to go first quarter. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, Wes James along with Bill Osborne. Nick Hart set to kick off. Cat receivers standing back about the 10. Vikings lead it 3-0 on a 31-yard field goal. High end over end kick. Drives the Cats into the end zone. They'll take over first and 10 from their 20-yard line. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for that Page Heating and Air drive recap.
That last drive for the Vikings ran 14 plays, went 57 yards, 7 minutes and 4 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 31-yard field goal by Nick Hart. Vikings lead 3-0 with 28 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
It will be Cat football in the middle of the field. Let's see. Now they change up quarterbacks. They bring Mack Loudermilk out as quarterback. He's in the shotgun. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Herring in the backfield. Brings a man in motion toward the press box. Give it to him on an end around. Trying to find a hole, and we hit him just shy, just as he crosses the 20-yard line, maybe half a yard, Bill.
Yeah, great, great tackle. Led by number 59 for the Vikings. That's A.J. Harper. Get in there and make a great tackle before he could get outside. That's going to be the key, is to stop these guys, these great, potent running backs for the Cats, before they can get into open field.
Second and 9, the ball at the 21. That should be the end of the first quarter, and it is. Vikings leading 3-0. We head to the second after the 60-second break. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, it will be second and 9. Now we have swapped ends of the field. Cats now going from left to right. Loudermilk in at quarterback. Two receivers near side. Single receiver far side. Gives the ball to Herring. He gets hit. Oh, there's a flag down. And what are we going to have? Illegal procedure against the Cats. So from second and 9, Bill, it will be second and 14.
Yeah, Brian Bell was there in that hole as the running back had made that turn. He was ready to make the tackle. But he's got such power, even as big as Brian is, at 6'2", 218. And I tell you, he just about was going to get drug a yard or two.
It was Malcolm Joseph. Great running back.
I think Schumann's come back in now at quarterback. Nope. Let's see. Yes, he is.
Yep. Seth Schumann, number 17. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Our Vikings in a four-man front.
I tell them the clock to put it to 12 minutes.
12 minutes. Okay, they'll go down and tell them. And that's one good thing about having Marty. Thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update.
Yeah, we're able to get and relay that information up to the officials here in the booth. So second down and 14 now for the Cats.
Ball back at their 16-yard line. Five-man front for our Vikings. There's a snap. Schumann looks downfield, throws across the middle, catch made. And all the way out to the 25. Tackled out there by Eric Hart. And that looks to be about a 7-8 yard pass play. So it'll be third and 4 as they threw that one right across the middle.
Yeah, he just got into this underneath that zone into an open area, sat down there, made the catch, and that's a good positive yard for the Cats.
11:25 to go here in the half. Cats now send two receivers near side, three empty backfield as they've got trips to the near side. Schumann changing the play at the line of scrimmage. We're in a four-man front. Trey Jackson doing the same thing, changing his defense, and there comes the flag, and we've got delay of game.
A lot of noise, a lot of things going on.
But, Bill, as Schumann changes at the line of scrimmage, Trey Jackson saw what was happening. All of a sudden, you saw all kind of signals as he was relaying it to the defensive back and changing the defensive call. Coaches give him that responsibility and that liberty. 11-11 to go here in the half. 3-0, our Vikings lead. It'll be 3rd and 9 as they move the ball back to the Cats' 21-yard line.
Cats now have been penalized two times for, Lowndes two times. Cats, that's their first penalty.
Nope. Opposite there.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right, two times.
All righty, trips near side. Twins to the far side. Three-man front for our Vikings. We're showing blitz off the corner. Schumann takes the ball, drops back, looks, lays it across the middle, in and out of the hands of Malcolm Joseph. That would have been short of the first down, and the Cats will have to punt with 11:06 to go here in the half.
Well, I think he heard the footsteps of number 31, Brandon Roberts, one of my Traditions Flooring impact players of the game tonight, and he was there to make a big hit had he made that catch.
And that is number 24, Jock Alexander, back deep for our Vikings, along with Alex Brown. And Jock Alexander signals fair catch. Falls down at the 37-yard line for the Vikings. That's where we'll take over. 1st and 10. Amazing, Bill. No time ran off the clock.
Mack Loudermilk, what a great punter. I mean, that's a weapon when you can boom something that high. Force the defending team to fair catch that. They have no place else to go. A 42-yard punt. by Mack Loudermilk.
Ball on the near hash mark right here in front of the press box. Vikings will be going from right to left now. Here comes our Sons of Thunder. Arvin Berry at fullback. Brandon Roberts at wingback. Along with Jerome Daniels, Malik Roberts will line up as wide receiver on the near side. Tied in to the Vistra side of the field. Cats in a four-man front. They walk a linebacker up on the line now. Dixon under center. Gives it to Daniels. Stops, looks, goes downfield looking for Malik Roberts. And the ball is intercepted by number four. They come back at the 40. And the Cats have made the first turnover of the night as we tried a halfback pass. Jerome Daniels, under a lot of pressure, had to get rid of it, kind of laid it up there, and Josh Norwood, he overthrew Malik Roberts. Josh Norwood made the interception at the 27 and returned it back to the 42-yard line.
Yeah, Malik Roberts turned into the defensive back there because the pass was over his head, and he reached up, tried to make a tip to knock it away, but unfortunately just a little too long, and the Cats get the ball. It's first and 10 from their own 42-yard line.
Schumann back in at quarterback. He's got a back on either side of him. He's in the shotgun. Now he'll send a man to the far side. He's got trip receivers to the far side. Takes the snap. Gives it to Joseph. Joseph gets hit by one man, too. Those big legs turn as he gets across the 45 up to the 46-yard line. Give him about 4 yards on the carry. Should be second and six from the 46. 10:38 to go here in the half. Vikings are leading 3-0, but we just turned the ball over on an interception. Joseph goes out, and number three, looks like Trey Barrett comes in for the Cats.
One of the things the Vikings have been doing well is moving the ball on offense. We can't afford that turnover. Now we've got to get the defense to make this stop.
Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. One Cat in the backfield. Now Mack Loudermilk, the backup quarterback, in at tight end. There's the snap, the pitch out to 13, looking for a hole. He's got the corner as he gets over to 50 into Viking territory, and he's still on his feet. Bill, he'll have the first down.
Yeah, they made a good tackle, but he just was able to squeeze himself over by about a half yard to get the first down, and the Cats get that first down.
That was Nelson Herring. Cats get a first down with 9:56 to go here in the half. That will be their first down of the night. Ball on the far hash mark at our 47-yard line. Vikings in a four-man front. Again, Twins to the far side, single receiver near side. Herring stays in the backfield with Seth Schumann. Schumann drops back, throws out to Herring. Herring's looking for a hole, nothing there. Will you hit him? Miss him, and then we hit him again. He'll lose 2 yards back to the 49. Great play by number 61 in on the play first. That was Zach Copeland.
Yeah, Zach was there to make the first contact. He kind of lost contain a little bit, but the rest of the defensive Viking defense was there to make the tackle. Zach's going to come out now favoring that little bit of a limp.
Cats left to right. 9:28 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 3-0. It'll be second and 13. The ball just across, just inside Viking territory on the 50-yard line. Again, Schumann has two receivers near side, single receiver far side, tight end to the Vista side of the field. Schumann with Nelson Herring to his right, and we've got a timeout, and it will be timeout Vikings or timeout Cats. It'll be timeout Cats. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, high above Martin Stadium. Let's go down to the sidelines for an equipment parts supply update from Marty Rogers.
I'm down here talking to some of the players, talking about how, you know, they feel it. They really feel like they've got a chance, but they're all talking about how they want the crowd to get up. So I told them they need to turn around and get them, but they really want the crowd to get into it right here to help this defense.
Thank you, Marty. Schumann in the shotgun. Two receivers near side. Now three receivers far side, single receiver near side, and he's got Malcolm Joseph in the backfield with him. We're in a five-man front. Drops straight back, looking. Throws that. Oh, we had the ball. We had the ball. That was number 32, Bill.
That's Brian Bell.
Brian Bell had it in his hand on the screen and just could not contain. I think it surprised him he had that pumpkin in his hand.
Well, it hit him right there in the hands, and it did. You're exactly right. Surprised him. We got a great push that time from the defensive line, almost very close to a hold by the Cats. but he got rid of the ball quickly, and Brian Bell was there almost with the INT.
It is third and 12, 9 minutes to go here in the half. Schumann again, two receivers far side, two near side. We go to a four-man front. He tells his lineman who he wants him to block. Joseph to his left. We show blitz off the corner. Now we show blitz up the middle. There we come. Looks, throws the ball, and it's trapped. It would not been enough for a first down, but the ball was trapped. He took pressure from Trey Jackson as Trey took an outside route and got to him, Bill, and the Cats will have to punt.
So far tonight, Loudermilk has punted twice for a 40-yard average. Where he's at right now, he can boom it again.
Alex Brown, Jock Alexander go back deep for our Vikings. Loudermilk standing about the 35. He will be punting toward that south end zone. And he gets it away. High, high kick. We signal fair catch. And we make the fair catch about the 14-yard line. And that was a good play by Jock Alexander to make the catch, to make sure the ball didn't get past him, to give us any worse field position than what it is.
Well, so often you look at a punt returner and you want them to have these great returns. But most importantly, in a game like this with a great punter like Loudermilk, just catch the ball cleanly so that you don't have a turnover.
Absolutely. First and 10, Vikings from the 14. We'll be going from right to left. That was a 36-yard punt by Loudermilk. Dixon with two tight ends. He'll slide under center. Cats in a four-man front. And we give it to Jerome Daniels. He gets across the 15, fights his way up to the 16, giving the 17-yard line. Hard, hard run from the 14 up to the 17. Maybe 4 yards, Bill, but Jerome Daniels had to lower his shoulders and run like a bulldozer to get those yards.
Well, that's the thing. The running backs I committee that Lowndes is running with this year, they don't have that huge breakaway, get around the corner speed, but they've got a tenacity about them, and they will keep their nose to the grindstone and keep pushing.
We still got those two tight ends. Cats in a four-man front. Ball on the near hash mark here in front of the press box. 8:19 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 3-0. Jerome Daniels at one wing back, the sophomore Anthony Robinson at the other. Daniels in motion towards us. We give it to the fullback right up the middle. And they'll give him out across the 20. Maybe the 21, Bill, will be third and about 3. Maybe a short for giving y'all third and 4 from the 21-yard line. We need to get out to across the 24, almost to the 25. Dixon looks for the sideline. He's getting the play. He's got Nate Brantley in at fullback. Brantley has sure shown some explosiveness tonight from the fullback position. Dixon will take the snap with a man in motion. And he gives it to Robinson on the counter. He gets hit in the backfield. We'll lose yardage, Bill, and we'll have to punt.
Yeah, that ball, as he was getting outside, the defensive line on the outside really had great penetration. Able to get back there and disrupt that in the backfield. We lose a few yards, and you're right, the Vikings will have to punt here.
And it has quickly turned into a defensive game between the Cats and the Vikings.
4-yard loss.
Thank you, Taylor. Belcher standing about the 3. Cat punt returner standing almost at the 50. Nice high, high kick. Signals fair catch. At their 46-yard line, and I'll tell you what, thank you, John Belcher, because he just got us out of a hole, Bill.
Yeah, he really did. A good 37-yard punt, a fair catch, no return. And the Cats will set up first down and 10 with 6:50 left here in the half. Our Vikings lead 3-0. And I tell you what, the Vikings on that drive when they scored the field goal were really driving, had gotten down to the 6-yard line and stalled out, had to kick the field goal. The Cats have been somewhat successful, but only one first down.
Loudermilk back in at quarterback. Two receivers near side. I'm trying to see. Looks like it's Joseph at the running back position on the far side. We're in a five-man front. 6:50 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 3-0 off of a 31-yard field goal by Nick Hart. And I'm not sure what's on the sidelines over here.
Well, there's like an official delay here. The officials are in charge, and The umpire standing over the ball waiting on something. Was there an injured player or anything on the sideline? I don't see anything.
I don't know.
Now they're ready.
All right, Schumann in the shotgun. Linebacker, Loudermilk in the shotgun. Takes a snap, gives it to Joseph coming this way, and Malcolm will get a yard, two, give him three. He'll give him 2 yards as he goes from the 46 up to the 48, so it'll be second and eight from there. They'll set it down on the near hash mark. He looks to the sidelines to get the play. Ball here in front of the press box as the Cats go from left to right. This is a north-south stadium. If you're wondering which way the field lays out, they bring Alex Cation to the near side. Two receivers far side. 6:18 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 3-0. Loudermilk in the shotgun, waiting on the snap. We're in a four-man front. Ball's on the ground, and we have it, I think, Bill. Yes, we have it. Loudermilk gave it to Joseph, tried to turn, and lost the ball, and Trey Jackson, the linebacker, falls on it at the Cat 47-yard line. We need now to capitalize on this turnover.
Yeah, we really do. One of the things, the Cats could not capitalize on their INT. We've got a fumble recovery. The Viking offense needs to get out here and do what we did. The drive that we had, that we scored the three, we took almost 7 minutes off the clock. So a drive like that here could put the half out of reach.
Dixon in the shotgun. Two receivers far side. Cats and a four-man front. Anthony Robinson. And he gives it to Robinson, and we're going to get a flag because Robinson broke toward the line of scrimmage before the ball was snapped.
Yep, illegal shift from the referee.
So instead of first and 10, it's going to be first and 15, and they'll mark the ball back into our territory about the 48-yard line. Jerome Daniels comes in. Anthony Robinson will come out. Bill, one of my favorite receivers, Sonico Fuller, is on the field.
They declined, so it's second and 11.
No. Yes, second and 11, okay. Second and 11. Trip receivers to the far side. Dixon talking to his line. He's got Jerome Daniels in the backfield with him. The three receivers to the far side of the field. Ball in the middle of the field. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Cats in a four-man front. There they come on a blitz. We step back and look. And throw out to number 91. Gets hit right away. That is Gabe. Oh, that's 81, Gabe Neighbors. And Bill will actually lose 2 yards. So now it's going to be third and 12 as the ball just inside the Cat 50-yard line. 5:35 to go here in the half. And the Vikings lead 3-0.
Well, Dixon was in the shotgun in that last set, and he rolled back another 5 or 7 yards even out of the shotgun. So he did not even cross the line of scrimmage with the pass.
Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Dixon again in the shotgun, looking, throws out, and the receiver gets run over. But because he was behind the line of scrimmage, they can hit him.
It's behind the line of scrimmage.
The receiver was behind the line of scrimmage. You cannot have pass interference behind the line of scrimmage.
So the Vikings in a fourth and about 11 or 12 will have to punt.
5:18 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 3-0. Again, they'll send number 11, Alex Cason, back deep. John Belcher standing about our 36-yard line. He's done a great job hanging that ball up in the air tonight to allow us to get down to keep a big Cat return. Again, gets it up in the air. Hit.
It hit somebody. I don't know if it was the Lounge or the Valdosta player, but the ball dove like a wedge shot, hit somebody in the back ankle, and took a backwards bounce, but they're going to mark it
at the 30. Big Cat football at the 30 with 5:08 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 3-0. Ball on the far hash mark. Cats left to right. And it's Seth Schumann back in at quarterback. Schumann with two receivers near side. We're in a five-man front. Gives it to number 13. That is Cason. Cason stays on his feet. as it gets across the 30 up to about the 35, maybe the 36, about the 36-yard line, Bill, a 6-yard carry, second and four from there.
Yeah, and it was Eric Hart that made the tackle because we had a lot of hands on it, but it was Eric that was able to just wrap him up by around the ankles and keep him because he was high-stepping and ready to come out of that hole.
And it is 4:40 to go here in the half. 3-0 Vikings lead. Two catch receivers to the far side. Single receiver near side. Schumann in the shotgun. Five-man front for the Vikings. Here we come. Throws out in the flats. Catch made. And Alex Brown quickly knocks him out of bounds, but he's going to be awfully close to the first down. And they signal, yep, that's enough. So that's a cat first down out to the 41-yard line. Stops the clock with 4:26 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 3-0. That shows the second first down for the Cats. Ball here on the near hash mark, right in front of Bill and I. Again, he sends two receivers to the far side. Single receiver near side, two backs in the backfield. Schumann rolls, throws out in the flat. Catch made for about a 6-yard pass play. That is from Schumann to number 11, Alex Kaysen. And there's a flag, and what do we have?
The flag's way over on the other side. Let's see what we got.
Somebody hollered late hit.
We'll wait on the official to give us the correct call here. Let's see what we got.
Dead ball. Personal foul against the Cats. Now, they'll mark it from where they won't go back to the previous spot. I think they'll mark it since it's a dead ball from the end of the line, end of the run, which will take it back to the 32-yard line.
Yeah, it's a 15-yard penalty, as you said, dead ball from the end of the run, and it will be second down and about, 20?
Yep, second and about 19. Cats, two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Schumann in the shotgun. Again, five-hand run for the Vikings. Schumann takes the snap, looks, goes back across the middle. Catch made behind the screen. They've got a man in open field. Can Eric Hart catch him from behind? Yes, he can. But not before they get a first down into Viking territory, all the way down to the 32-yard line.
That's as good as a run.
They set up a great, great screen play. They read it well. Made the blocks they needed to make and got themselves out of a hole. Inside 4 minutes to go now in the first half. Vikings leading 3-0. 3:52 to go. Clock's running down to 3:49. 36-yard screen play. Schumann flips his receivers. Now he's got twins left, and there's a timeout. And
no, there's a flag.
Flag, too.
Hold on.
Now, the flag came after the official signal timeout. Yep, and they will have a timeout. And with that, we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box, Coach McPherson almost out to the hash mark when the official stepped in front of him and said, "You can't go that far out, Coach." He wanted an explanation about why there was a flag on the play, but the timeout, Bill, I saw it as clearly. The timeout was called before the flag was thrown. 3:39 to go, first half. Schumann with two receivers far side, single receiver near side, first and 10 from our 32. They give it to Joseph on the carry. He's trying to get a hold. He's got to the corner. Outside, runs over 1-2 man. There comes the flag in. And I'm not sure what we're going to have at that point in time. But Malcolm Joseph made a heck of a run for the
catch. He was clogged up in the middle, had no place to go. He just bounced back out, hit the outside corner, and was able to pick up some great yards. But let's see what the play is called.
Holding on the catch.
That'll negate a great run by Malcolm Joseph.
So,
as they got the receiver out there holding on the left edge on our cornerback, and that's why they were able to get to the corner. We know a little something about that. We've had some of those calls earlier this year, and that's what they got, is they got the receiver downfield holding on our corner.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Now, here's what I don't understand. It's back to first and 10 again. Two receivers near side. We're showing blitz off the corner. They give it to Joseph. We hit him in the backfield. And that was made by number 61, Zach Copeland. Zach, I will sack you, Copeland.
That's it. Zach Copeland has just been phenomenal so far this year. Gets back there, makes big, big hits.
It'll be second now and 13 as the ball moves back to the 35 as we approach the 3-minute mark here in the first half. Vikings leading 3-0. They bring Trips to the near side. Two receivers far side. It'll be an empty backfield. Four-man front for the Vikings. Schumann in the backfield all by himself at the 40. Drops back, looks, throws downfield, catch made by Kaysen. Kaysen's run out of bounds at the 28-yard line. That should make it third and about six from there, Bill, for the Cats.
Yeah, good third and manageable situation for the Cats now, as they were able to pick up some positive yards on that little out pattern. And we'll see what they've got for third and about five or six.
2:48 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 3-0. We need a battle axe swinging football Robin stand right here. Come on, Vikings, stand up hard. Schumann rolls right. Looks, throws, and they drop the football.
I tell you, it was Alex Kaysen, and he did that cardinal sin of a receiver. He saw the ball, turned his head to see where he was going to run, and didn't get the ball all the way into his hands. You hear coaches talk about it. See the ball all the way into your hands before you make that turn. And for the Cats, unfortunately, it's a drop ball for our Vikings. It puts us in a situation that they're going to try, the Cats will be trying a 45-yard field goal attempt.
And Mack Loudermilk to hold. Watch them, fellas. This could be a trick play. They'll set it down on the far hash mark. Watch them, fellas. Watch them. Watch them. There's a snap. They will attempt it. It's high. It will be short. No good. And the Vikings will take over first and 10 from our 20-yard line. 2:40 to go in the half. The Vikings leading 3-0.
I tell you, that's a long kick for a high school kicker. 45 yards in this kind of pressure cooker, and he just really didn't have enough. I mean, I think the ball hit just about a yard into the end zone. It was just not, didn't have enough leg. Even when you saw it come off his foot, you just didn't think it had enough to get out there.
Vikings will take over first and 10 from our 20, going from right to left. It'll be Arvin Berry, Jerome Daniels, and number 31, Brandon Roberts. 2:40 to go here in the half. Brandon Roberts, wing back, far side. Cats in a four-man front. Dixon brings Roberts in motion towards us. Gives it to him. Looking for a hole. Nothing there. Cuts back inside the 20. Look at Brandon Roberts fight all the way up to about the 22-yard line. Maybe the 23, Bill.
Yeah, Roberts, as he came around the left side, there was one defender had jumped on his back, and he carried him those 3 yards until the rest of the defense of the Cats could get there and make the tackles.
Giving 3 yards, second and seven, out to the 23-yard line. 2:16 to go in the half. Alex Brown in at wing back. With two tight ends for the Vikings. 10 seconds to go on the play clock. There's seven when he slides under center. Got Brown in motion towards us, and we give it to Arvin Berry right up the middle. He gets up to the 25. Maybe they'll give him the 25, Bill. It'll be third and five from there. And that big running game we had on that one drive is not there, and we haven't seen that short passing game we saw in the first quarter.
Yeah, it's slowed down. The defensive ends and the linebackers for the Cats, just at the snap, they are charging the line of scrimmage, and they're there as soon as that running back gets around the corner.
Minute 22 to go in the half. Dixon keeps the football, looks, tucks, he's going to run. Nothing there, and he'll lose yardage, Bill. On a third and five, it'll now be a fourth and eight as he'll lose yardage, and the Cats call timeout with a minute 8 to go. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, high above Martin Stadium, West James, along with the Osman, Wild Bill Osborne. A minute 8 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 3-0. It will be fourth and 8. Belcher will punt. Alex Kaysen goes back deep for the Cats, standing about the Cat 45-yard line. Waiting on the snap. Cats 10 men up on the line of scrimmage. They're coming after this one. There it is. Ball's on the ground. He gets it away. They run into him. Makes the catch. Fair catch about the 43, 44-yard line. Now is it going to be, oh, it's going to be roughing the punter. No, or is it
running into a five-yard penalty. That's not enough for a first down.
So, Coach, do you line it up and punt it again?
Yes, you do.
Drive them five. See if you can drive them five yards further back.
We've had two low snaps tonight. I'm not sure that I would punt this again, but it looks like they're going to. But we've had two low snaps that's hit the ground. We may just want to take the safe punt.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply update. I know a young man who was a long snapper, and probably the most nervous game he ever had was right here in this game against the Valdosta Wildcats. There is so much pressure on these kids to get out there, and you've done it perfect all season long, and all of a sudden you have these little bobbles in a game like this. It's just you got to tune that out and clear the mechanism, if you will.
Belcher to punt again, now standing about the 15. Cats in a four-man front. They thought we might come after it. High kick, not as deep. They signal, they let the ball hit. It will take a cat bounce, and let's down it, fellas. And we down it at the 48. And actually, they'll pick up 4 yards on that.
Yeah, it really was. The better thing would have been to leave the first punt. But a lot of times, you got to take that chance. This time, he got real good height on the ball, on the punt. It just wasn't quite as deep.
Guys, we gave up some yards, but we did get about another 10, 11 seconds off the clock because of such a high punt. So that's the one good thing there.
Thank you, Marty. That equipment parts supply update. 53.1 seconds to go. 25-yard punt. Seth Schumann back in for quarterback for the Cats. Ball here in front of the press box. We're in a three-man front as they send three receivers far side, single receiver near side. Keep Nelson Herring in the backfield. Schumann looking for something and throws it way downfield. Throws it out of bounds. Alex Brown had his hand in the back of the receiver, but they were out of bounds. So the hat came off in case the receiver had come back in bounds and was going to try to make a play. So that stops the clock at 47 and a half, Bill.
Explain that hat.
Well, the hat rule is if a receiver runs out of bounds, the official takes his hat off and he throws it where the receiver runs out of bounds at. If he comes back in bounds and touches the ball before anybody else does, it's illegal touching. Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Again, Schumann in the shotgun. Here comes the rush. Throws out in the flats. Catch made by Alex Chasen at the 45. He'll stay in bounds. The clock will continue to run now as we're at the 32nd mark here in the half. And third and three. 25 seconds to go. Schumann. He's got twins left, twins right. Vikings in a three-man front. Now we're showing blitz. We back out. There we come off the corner. Throws out in the flats. And there's two flags on the play. 10.3 seconds to go in the half. Vikings leading 3-0. Illegal procedure is one of them. And the other official throws his flag, and he's got a legal procedure too. Now, Bill, that was third and three. Do you decline the penalty and make them punt it?
No, I think you don't have a choice. That play was dead.
Yep, dead ball. Declined is fourth down.
So on the shift, you're right, because that was not after the shift, was after the snap. And they're going to decline that, make it fourth down. And Schumann, they're going to go for it, though, with 10.3 seconds left here in the half. Vikings leading 3-0. The Cats got nothing to lose with 10 seconds.
Drop back. Look. Nope. He's throwing way downfield across the middle to Loudermilk. Oh! Matt Loudermilk makes the kick for the first down. Down to the 25-yard line. It'll stop the clock at 3.6 seconds. Quickly, Schumann comes to the line of scrimmage. Spikes the ball, and we're going to have a flag for illegal procedure.
Guys, I got a quick question. When they offensive penalty, once they set the ball, the clock should have been running before that last snap, right?
Not 100% sure, but my question is the timeout right on the board? If so, Cats had a timeout, but I'm not sure of that.
Well, our coaches were yelling why they didn't run the clock once they set the ball and set it in the play. Because offensive penalty, they waited till they snapped it to run the clock, and they were saying it should have ran as soon as they set the ball in play.
Now, they're going to attempt a field goal with 3.1 seconds to go, Bill. This will be a 47-yard attempt.
It's straight on this time, though.
And we're trying to, the official was talking to Coach Mack. He's going to step back.
There's a lot of discussion. The official is talking to Mac Loudermilk, the holder. Coach McPherson's got his hands in the air. He's asking.
Marty's down there.
3.6 seconds, guys. Guys,
hold on.
3.6 seconds.
3.6 seconds. We're going to get that up there. Hold on. The officials want 3.6 seconds on the clock. It's 3.1 right now.
And don't know why they're putting an extra 0.5 of a second. But they're going to.
There was some discussion about not only the time, but we were mentioning, and Marty brought up, the offensive penalty. And when the ball was set, the clock never started.
They can't do a 3.6.
Hey.
They got 3.5. That's pretty close. They had to stop it and start it to get it to that 3.5. And that's where they're at 3.5 seconds. And they're going to let it go from there.
Bill, this will be, looks like about a 48-yard attempt. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's high. It's high.
Short.
And it's no good.
Right.
And that's the half. Vikings lead 3-0 at the half. We'll keep it right here.
Great first half. A very, very hard fault. How do you feel about the play of your team?
We're playing good, man. We just got to get it. We can't, you know, thought we had a chance to get a touchdown down there and jump ball size. We got to keep plugging, make a couple adjustments. They stopped us last couple times we had the ball. We got to get it going.
Coach, thank you. Good luck.
Thank you, Marty, for that Traditions Flooring Coaches interview. We will, Vikings lead it 3-0. We're at halftime. We will be back on the Valdosta Insurance Services and Benefit Advisors of Georgia halftime report right after this 5-minute break.
And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. We are high above Martin Stadium, and this is the Valdosta Insurance Services and Benefit Advisors of Georgia halftime report. And at halftime, our Vikings lead the Valdosta Wildcats 3-0. And you would think with that kind of score, it hasn't been exciting, but that, au contraire, it has been terribly exciting. A lot of offense, a lot of movement between the 10s and the 20s. But just could not put it in the end zone. The Vikings had a great long drive early in the game to get the 3 points, but just could not get in the end zone.
Now, Bill, we mentioned in the first quarter, we saw as we were moving the ball down the field, that short passing game was working so well. It seemed to go away in the second quarter. Any idea why?
Well, I think probably defensively for the Cats, they began to make adjustments. And I think we just kind of, we made some changes too. We started doing some things a little bit differently. And in the combination of the two, the Valdosta Wildcats are a very good football team. They're not going to sit back and let you continue to do the same thing without their defensive staff making some changes. And that's what they did. Now, what we'll see at the halftime is who makes the other changes, who keeps up with the track, if you will, who keeps up with it and finds that little glitch that makes a difference. We have not seen the running game of the Valdosta Wildcats the way that we have heard that they can run. Our defense, again, has done a great job to stop that. But again, they're still not, I don't think, exploiting that at that opportunity to get outside. They're using Seth Schumann a lot. They're throwing the ball quite a bit. Now, they're using those backs, and they're doing little screen passes. That's where their success has come from. So they are utilizing those backs, but they're doing it from the pass rather than actually from the line of scrimmage with the rush. So that's a little bit different. We've seen Mac Loudermilk only maybe twice in the quarterback position. Now, he's never left the field. He's on the field offensively, but he's just not in that quarterback position. He made that completion down here to end the half. But outside of that, the Vikings have done a good job containing the Valdosta Wildcats. And then after that one big long drive for Lowndes, Valdosta's done the same thing.
And, Bill, we are in the Valdosta Insurance Services and Benefit Advisors of Georgia halftime report. We're 12 minutes to go in the half, and the Wildcat band down on the field. Of course, our Georgia Bridgemen will be down here in just a few minutes, and they'll be performing for our crowd. What would you do here in the second half any different, Bill, if you were coaching?
Well, I think if I'm Lowndes' coach, I'm going to go back and figure out what it was I was doing in the first quarter and start mixing that up that way again. We had great runs on the outside. What I saw from the Cats was defensively, later on in this game, they began to charge the line of scrimmage on the defensive end side. And when they did, what they've done is they closed that gap and got closer to the line of scrimmage on those sweeps. Maybe we've got to go back to that middle, maybe spread the offense out a little bit so that those guys get spread out and let our running backs find the hole, or at least give Austin Dixon an opportunity to look down the field and find that open receiver. Now, from the Cats, I think you continue to do the things that that got you here. I think they're going to sit there offensively and figure out how can we get the running backs into the ball game more than just the screen passes. They've got to get them from the line of scrimmage being able to run the ball. Defensively, I think the Cats, again, continue to do more of the same thing and just contain this. This is the ball game nobody's out of. I mean, 3-0 ball game, the Vikings lead. However, I go back a few years, the Vikings won a 3-0 ball game about 3 years ago, if you remember. That was just one solid field goal. It was a long one, hit the uprights, bounced over. But I think defensively, I think we've been in some close games. I think if it does come down to it, and it's still the same score towards the end of the game, I'm going to give a slight advantage to the Vikings because of battling in these types of games. But you don't want to play this game that close.
Well, now, Bill, Cats will come out. They will get the ball to start the second half.
Right.
And we'll talk about it as we go into the second half. What I've always been told, the most important possession of any ball game is your opponent's first possession of the third quarter, your first possession of the third quarter, because oftentimes that dictates how the game is going to go from there. I think it's important that the Vikings come out and make a stop early on. I look for the Cats. You know, they just haven't showed us a whole lot as far as running a little rabble-dabble. We know they like to do that. We know it's coming. We just don't know when. I wouldn't be surprised to see them come out in the third quarter and maybe start off with a little rabble-dabble.
Well, I think defensively, though, the Vikings have seen that, and they're much more disciplined. I noticed that tonight. They seem to be more disciplined. They're reading their keys better, and they're understanding the keys better. So hopefully the Vikings defensively will continue to do more of what they've been doing here and hold off these Cats, because this is a nail-biter-type game right here with the Vikings leading 3-0. As you said, 9:16 on the clock, ticking down here at halftime. The Wildcat band on the field, and Joe Lounsides, Georgia Bridgman, getting ready to come out. We're going to take another 3-minute break here in the Valdosta Insurance Services and Benefit Advisors of Georgia halftime report. We come back. It'll be the Page Heating and Air first half stats right here on the Lounge Radio Network. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break. And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. We are high above Martin Stadium as we look down on the Lounge High Georgia Bridgman. And I'm always in awe of this huge band, and not just the size, but the great musicianship that comes out from these guys as well. It's a great pleasure to get out here and listen to these Lounge High Georgia Bridgemen. Let's go over to Taylor and get the Page Heating and Air first half stats.
Quick stats tonight through halftime. Valdosta has 4 first downs. Lounge has 5. Rushing attempts, Valdosta is 9 carries for 21 yards. Lounge is 20 carries for 59 yards. Valdosta is 9 of 16 passing for 86 yards. Lounge is 3 of 7 for 26 yards passing. Total plays thus far, Lounge has run 27 plays for 85 yards. Valdosta has run 25 plays for 107 yards. Lounge is averaging 3.1 per play. Valdosta is averaging 4.3 per play. Lounge has fumbled the ball once, but we recovered it. Valdosta has fumbled once and lost it. Penalties through halftime, Valdosta has been penalized 7 times for 96 yards. Lounge has only been penalized once for 5 yards. Punting average, Valdosta has punted 3 times for 38.7 yard average. Lounge has punted 4 times for 28.5 yard average. Third down conversions thus far, Valdosta is 0 of 5 on third down conversions. Lounge is 2 of 7 on third down conversions. Valdosta is 1 of 1 on fourth down conversions. Leading rushers for the Vikings.
Like Brandon Roberts.
Yeah, Brandon Roberts has 5 carries for 28 yards. Nathan Brantley has 2 carries for 17 yards. Receiving thus far, Jerome Daniels has 1 catch for 11. Nathan Brantley has 1 catch for 14. And Gabe Neighbors has 1 catch for 1 yard. Leading tacklers through halftime, Zach Copeland has 5 tackles. Trey Jackson has 5 tackles. Eric Hart has 5 tackles. score at halftime. Vikings lead 3-0 over the Valdosta Wildcats. That is your Page Heating and Air stat report.
I want to welcome you to the Valdosta Insurance Services and Benefit Advisors of Georgia Halftime Report, as we're going to turn it over now to Taylor Stubbs and give us some updated scores from around the area.
All right, some scores from tonight's game is Camden leads Piston 21-0 at halftime. Coffee leads Brunswick 7-6. And here at the Concrete Palace, our Lounge leads 3-0.
Wow, so the TIFF Camden score, I mean, and I'm not surprised at Camden, but to lead 21-0, and we really had thought that TIFF was a much better football team,
exactly.
I think.
Exactly, and the fact that it's in Piston.
Wow, that is something. And then the Coffee Brunswick at 7-6, that's a tight game as well.
I know it's not in our region, but a little bit of a shocker that I just heard. Mill Creek is up 28-14 over number one team in the state, North Burnett.
Wow. So a lot of things going on around the area. We are this deep into the season, and every game is important. Almost every team is in region play, and they start to begin to really matter. I mean, it did from the very beginning, but now the deeper you get in, you start talking about if you can make the playoffs, and then if you can make the playoffs, how you're going to get seeded. And those are the areas that Lounge has got to focus on here in the next coming weeks.
And, Bill, you've got to think about, we've got a big road game next week. We've got to go play at Coffee. We've got to come home and play TIFF. Then we've got to go on the road at Camden. And every one of these region games are big and strong. And I want to remind everybody, the Lounge High Random Insurance Coaches Show, sponsored by the Loach Body Works. Be sure and visit www.thevikingvoice.com to see a complete list of all our sponsors. And if the opportunity arises, be sure and visit them and thank them for their support of Lounge High Football.
Yeah, it's been really great being out at Cheddar's. Great food. So if you get a chance to come out and see the show, not only do you get that treat, but it's great food there. Of course, Cheddar's a lot of food for a very reasonable price.
And it is. It's a very good place to be. Everybody likes to be there.
Through one quarter play, guys, through one half of play, I like what I'm seeing out of this Lounge High Vikings team. We're able to move the ball offensively. You know, we saw, four or five play action passes, completing a few of them.
Yep.
That's really going to keep Valdosta defense on their toes. And, we just got to take advantage of the turnovers. Get down inside, 10-yard line?
Yeah.
Get the offsides and then take a loss and, got ourselves out of the end zone and into field goal range. But, I like what I'm seeing. You know, 3 points isn't going to be enough. I don't know. I think everybody knows that it's going to be a close ball game, but three, I don't know if it's enough.
We're going to have to see. We're going to take a 2-minute break here in the Valdosta Insurances Georgia, Valdosta Insurances and Benefit Advisors of Georgia Halftime Report. We come back. It'll be the second half, and the Cats will get the ball to start the second half. Vikings lead 3-0. We'll be back after this 2-minute break.